Time for Business with Giles Beckford. Over to you.
Kia ora to you, Marnie. Well, first story is the New Zealand Superannuation Fund is backing a local property developer on a major house building plan. The fund and the Tauranga-based Classic Group aim to develop land across the country which is suitable for housing. NZ Super is committing $300 million to the partnership's first development in Warkworth, just north of Auckland, to deliver 500 housing lots as part of a new community development. Classic Group Director Peter Cooney says the availability of suitable land for housing is a challenge across the whole country.
There's a lot of future land being identified, but that's got major infrastructure issues, and that's where we come along and that's where Super comes along. We're in a position that we can probably help solve those infrastructure issues by collaborating with our councils and finding solutions, bring that infrastructure forward. And that's one of the major delays in a lot of regions at the moment, is that the councils just haven't got the infrastructure or the money to spend on the infrastructure, and that's where we'll bring solutions to the table.
Peter Cooney says it'll be 2 years before the ground is broken on the Warkworth project. And staying in that market, the latest look at the current state of the housing market shows falling sales but an increase in first home buyers. CoreLogic chief property economist Kelvin Davidson says the upturn in first-time buyers is being matched by a drop in the activity of mortgaged investors. He says tighter lending and tax rules will drive further decline in the market share of investors, probably to multi-year lows.
Things are just getting harder and harder, so their market share is falling away. At the same time, another group has to have stepped in when you're talking about market share. So, and that's been first-time buyers. They've found the going perhaps a little bit easier from that competition side. Not saying it's easier in terms of the prices you've got to pay, but there's certainly a few less buyers or a few less competitive buyers out there that are more able to snap up those houses that are available.
Kelvin Davidson says the pressure is affecting smaller investors making their first investment purchase, as well as those already owning one or two properties. Well, far too many small businesses are being bogged down in manual tasks that could be digitised. Research from the accounting software firm Xero shows a third of small business owners believe they work too many hours a week, and more than a quarter feel it's unsustainable. Xero's Managing Director for New Zealand, Craig Hudson, says the biggest barrier for productivity is administration tasks. He says cost is perceived as a barrier to going digital, but owners aren't putting a cost to the time they spend on the jobs. He says firms with fewer than five employees are in dire need of digitisation.
Those business owners are jack of everything. They're doing the website, the marketing, the sales complaints, the HR. They are it. So it's around prioritisation in their day. They've only got so many hours to be able to get stuff done. So is this important or not? Or is it just actually their head down in the mahi every day doing the work that needs to be done to put food on the table? So it's around lifting your head up above the sand and having a look at what the future looks like and seeking out that support.
Craig Hudson from Xero. Reserve Bank is reviewing its policy for branches of overseas banks operating here. It says the current policy is not applied evenly, has limitations on being able to apply banking rules and supervise them effectively. Deputy Governor Jeff Baskan says the RBNZ, which has the main responsibility for supervising banks, wants a simple, coherent and transparent policy. Among the questions being asked is what criteria should be applied to branches, such as judging them by the liabilities they have, which is the current standard, or by the assets they would hold. And should they be allowed to take retail deposits, whether they should all be locally incorporated or just allowed to be an overseas branch. If you're interested, then all the background is on the RBNZ website. Comments, submissions are welcome for the next month or so. Let's catch up on financial markets now with Andrew Cathy at Craigs Investment Partners. Kia ora to you, Andrew.
Kia ora, Giles.
It looked like a relatively positive start for the local market. Has it been sustained?
Yes, it has been, and it's strengthened since Australia opened. A2 Milk's up 53 cents or 7% at $7.76. Also higher today, EBOS Group and Fletcher Building. After upbeat comments at yesterday's annual meetings, EBOS Group shares are up 26 cents at $35.24. Fletcher Building up 11 cents at $7.38. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare stronger. It's up 40 cents at $30.97. Main Freight down $1.16 at $89.98. Meridian's up to at $4.89. And Spark up 3.5 cents at $4.635. NZX 50's up 77 points or 0.6 of a percent at 13,141.
You say it was a solid start for Australia. How solid?
Yeah, look, they're up about 48 points, the ASX 200, trading at 7,422. The banks are stronger. ANZ's up slightly at $28.21. BHP's up 61 cents at $39. Commonwealth Bank of Australia up 40 cents at $104.29. CSL up $2 at $298.24. NAB up 14 at $28.79. Rio Tinto is up $2.18 at $100.35. Westpac's up 14 at $25.62. And Xero up $1.33 at $145.47.
New Zealand dollar's had a spring in its step in recent days. Is that still the case?
Yeah, it has, but we're a bit weaker against the Australian dollar at 95.64. Against the US dollar, we're 71.5. Against the pound, we're buying 51.84 pence. Against the euro, we're buying 61.49 cents. And against the yen, we're 81.90.
That leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
Yeah, look, interest rates largely unchanged. 90-day bank bill trading at 0.765%. 10-year interest rate swaps at 2.485%. Brent crude is currently $84.79 US a barrel, and gold unchanged really at $1,764 US an ounce.
Thank you very much. Andrew Cathy from Craigs Investment Partners. Just time to tell you that the country's retirement income system is slipping down the global list. The New Zealand pension system has been ranked 15th. In a global survey done by Mercer, the investment firm, it was 10th last year. The company says, in particular, this country needs to reform its system to close the pension gap for women. We'll update business news and numbers around 5:30 in Checkpoint, but for now, Marnie, how's business?
Thanks, Giles.